With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Members of the United Auto Workers Union approve a new contract with General Motors in a close vote.
Based on the union website, nearly 55% of workers voted in favor of the new contract. But looking at the vote plant by plant, only one SUV facility in Arlington, Texas was in favor. Three other facilities that had been on strike in Michigan, Tennessee, Missouri voted no. Members suggested they would have wanted longtime employees to get larger raises, and they wanted a bigger pension increase. But the Texas plant's approval was enough to win the vote. Voting continues at Ford, and totals are expected next Tuesday from Stellantis. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Toyota Camry is going hybrid only. The redesigned version of the best-selling car in America is currently available both ways, but the 2025 version will only be sold as a hybrid. It will join other Toyotas currently sold as hybrid only, including the Sienna minivan and Sequoia SUV. Also at SRNnews.com, Congress sends a temporary government funding package to President Biden for his signature.
The Senate followed the House in approving the stopgap budget bill that will fund the government into early next year. By passing the measure, lawmakers ended the threat of a government shutdown before the holidays. The spending package funds the government at current levels for roughly two more months while a long-term package is created. Greg Clugston, Washington.
California authorities charge a college professor with involuntary manslaughter and battery in the death of an elderly Jewish man during demonstrations over the Israel-Hamas war. Ventura County DA said both charges have special allegations that 50-year-old Loe Alnaji personally inflicted great bodily injury on Paul Kessler. Mr. Kessler died on November 6th. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians around the world continues to increase, but religious refugees are finding it harder and harder to escape this country.
The U.S. willingness and ability to receive refugees needing to flee their place of birth has continued to drop over recent years. And it's a pretty alarming state for Christians that need to leave their place of birth.
Ryan Brown is president and CEO of Open Doors US.
Even after COVID, as things have been returning to more normal patterns and cadences, we're not necessarily seeing that return in the number of refugees that are being allowed access to the United States.
The decline in refugee admissions has been especially sharp during the Biden years. You can learn more about the problem at opendoorsus.org. This is SRN News. A hefty fine is levied for flight misbehavior.
A woman from Hawaii has been ordered to pay nearly $39,000 in restitution to American Airlines for interfering with a crew on a flight last year. A U.S. district judge in Phoenix sentenced 29-year-old Kayla Ferris to more than 3 months of time plus 3 years of supervised probation. Ferris was on a February 13, 2022 flight from Phoenix to Honolulu when she began using profanity and threatened the flight crew and other passengers. The aircraft turned around and landed in Phoenix. John Scott reporting.
A Chicago commuter train collides with rail equipment, injuring more than 20 people, some of them critically. The Chicago Transit Authority train crashed into snow removal equipment Thursday morning. California Coastal Commission is asking the president to declare an emergency at the border because of the sewage flows from Mexico into San Diego. More details at SRNnews.com.